Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zernial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bunning. Lawler moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keane hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Aparicio covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Landis steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Landis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Zernial out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards the mound. Bunning catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith strikes out. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Wilson and Torgerson is out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zernial settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Zernial. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. Chrisley takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash pinch hits for early win. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Landis scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Fox reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tom Morgan now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zerniel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landis is walked intentionally. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Landis steals second. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zerniel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 3 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veal moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.